Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. 12 days after becoming President of the United States for the second time, Donald Trump did what he promised to do on day one. He levied large tariffs on goods entering the United States from Canada, Mexico and China. Mr. Trump said a levy of 25% would apply to Canadian and Mexican imports, as well as a tax of 10% on Chinese goods. Canadian energy faces a lower tariff of 10%. The three countries targeted promised to respond with tariffs of their own. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced immediate trade sanctions on the United States in response to Donald Trump's move.
The actions taken today by the White House split us apart instead of bringing us together. Tonight, I am announcing Canada will be responding to the U.S. trade action with 25% tariffs against $100 billion worth of American goods. This will include immediate tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods as of Tuesday, followed by further tariffs on $125 billion worth of American products in 21 days' time to allow Canadian companies and supply chains to seek to find alternatives.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China will come into effect on Tuesday. Asked in the Oval Office whether tariffs would also follow for the European Union, Donald Trump gave this response.
Am I going to impose tariffs on the European Union? Do you want the truthful answer or should I give you a political answer? Absolutely. Absolutely. The European Union has treated us so terribly.
We can talk now to Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us. Is this now a full-blown trade war?
Good afternoon. Indeed, it is a full-blown trade war. And I think what's more surprising, I guess, is that the US actually is part of or has been part of the North Atlantic Free Trade Association, which includes Canada and Mexico. And basically, by imposing these tariffs, Trump has torn up the agreement that his predecessors have made with Canada and Mexico. And we obviously now have tit for tat responses. That is a trade war. That's what we're looking at.
What impact will these tariffs have first on Canada and Mexico, the United States' nearest neighbors?
So both of these, in terms of goods exports, are massively dependent on the U.S. Market. So in the case of Mexico, something like 80%. Of their goods exports go to the U.S. and Canada isn't far behind. So it is their number one market by far. And now their products are going to be more expensive in that market, which will reduce the demand for their goods. So that will hurt the producers in Canada and Mexico.
And the both of them have pledged to respond with levies of their own. Canada supplies a lot of oil to the United States. So what's that going to mean for the people in the United States?
So what tariffs will do is they will raise the price of goods coming in, and that means that people, consumers in the U.S. will face higher prices. That helps, of course, U.S.-based businesses, so it's ultimately a benefit to companies that are based in the U.S. That can now probably also charge a somewhat higher price. And so the consumers lose in the U.S. and their inflation will go up. So that is the immediate effect on the U.S. But I think what's also important is that we're now in a very globalized world where supply chains are very important. And the U.S. And U.S. Manufacturers in the car industry, for example, are dependent on parts coming from Mexico and from Canada. And these are now going to get more expensive. And indeed, it's a question whether it is worthwhile for Canadian or Mexican producers to still sell them into the U.S. market. Indeed, I think the response by Canada to basically respond in kind, I think was slightly the wrong thing, because these tariffs are a very, very blunt tool. Essentially what Trump has done is gone for a kind of a shock and awe approach with very high tariffs by international standards on everything. And Canada seems to be responding in kind. I would just simply look for a product that is going into, say, a Tesla, a Canadian product that is going into the Tesla, and I just would impose a temporary export ban. An export ban, and then Tesla won't be producing anything anymore. And that would very quickly sort this out.
Donald Trump, as you heard there, has also said that he will impose tariffs on the European Union. What are the implications of that for us in this country, and how should we be preparing?
So, it's not so long ago, and we just had the anniversary of Brexit. It's not so long ago we discussed the implications or potential implications of Brexit. And during the Brexit sort of debates and the negotiations with the UK, there was always a willingness to try and avoid tariffs and end up in a tariff a world with tariffs on trade. In this case, it's quite different. He's actually saying that's what he's going to do. So there is a good chance we're going to end up with tariffs. That's going to be quite a significant issue for Ireland. Round about 30% of our exports go to the US on goods, and that's actually about three times as big a share as that for the UK. So if we thought that potential issues with the UK were big, that was a teddy bear's picnic compared to what might come down the line.
All right. Well, we will have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us. That's Edgar Morgan Roth, Professor of Economics at DCU.